Some people tend to explode the notion of synchronicity and criticize it as acts of randomness. And for all those critics, I offer the following example, which I find just to be outside the norm of even great synchronicity stories. It concerns the presidents Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. What you're about to hear is fact, and now you can consider it as synchronicity. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. The names Kennedy and Lincoln each contain seven letters. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both their wives lost their children while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head in the presence of their wives. The secretary of each president warned them not to go to the theater and Dallas, respectively. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both presidents were assassinated by Southerners. Both presidents were succeeded by Southerners. Both successors were named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Each name has 15 letters. Both men were murdered by men who pleaded insanity, and both were thought to be involved in a conspiracy. John Wilkes Booth ran from the theater and was captured in a warehouse. Lee Harvey Oswald ran from a warehouse and was captured in a theater.